views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack and the wonderful Benny.
Hi, ladies.
Hey,
how's
Benny?
It going?
Good.
What a beautiful day today, and we've got a great show for you. For those of you who are new to the Mary Jane Mack Show, let me tell you a little bit about her. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is the technique of muscle testing the body, finding out what your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your system, brings it back to balance, and perfect health. So she's pretty amazing. For those of you who are new, she is my mom. And she is going to be taking your calls today. And we have a new call-in number just for today. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 425-373-5530. And with that, I'd like to welcome Mary Jane.
Hi, everybody. Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Northwest. So we are very happy to be here and not in the Midwest.
Exactly. I know. 80 is going to be a little warm for me. I like 75.
You like the calm at 75?
I like 75.
Cool 75 breeze. In the morning, 75 in the evening.
Exactly. Nice cool breeze. 80, I don't know. Can get a little hot. But yeah, this is our actual summer has started in the Northwest, so we're thrilled. So we're going to be talking about today, how healthy are you? How healthy are you? A lot of us think we're pretty healthy, only to find out we're not that great.
Well, it's what you get used to. It's all how you feel, and you get used to the way you feel, and you don't realize how bad you feel. People say, well, I never knew how bad I felt till I got better.
Until I started feeling. Yeah, that's true, because we do. We get used to feeling a certain way, thinking we're really good. I like when we have callers, and you'll ask a question, how's your digestion? And they're like, oh, it's good. It's good. And then you'll say, well, do you ever kind of get bloated and feel gassy? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so it's just bringing awareness to things that we don't really think of on a daily basis.
Exactly. And you know, it's the same thing when people come to the office. They, you know, they might come in for one thing, and they don't realize all the other things that are going on. They don't think about it until later till we talk about it. So it's about looking at, are you feeling the best you could be, or are you just getting along? Do you just get up in the morning, you're tired, do you think that's normal? And like during the day you think, a lot of people are tired, so this isn't so unusual, until you get so tired that you can no longer function.
I sometimes notice that I feel really, really good, and then sometimes after lunch, eat a lunch, doesn't matter if it's a light lunch or a salad or a sandwich, then I always kind of get that, okay, I'm ready for a nap now.
That's because you're not digesting.
So
when that happens, that definitely is a sign. When people are tired after they eat, it's definitely because it's a sign that you're not digesting your food, and all the blood is going to your stomach to help you digest it, and you don't have enough hydrochloric acid to make that happen and get in your system. So then your body kind of shuts down and is trying to get that going.
So you get that tired, want to take a nap. So that's just another, you know, thing that people might not think about. You might just get used to after eating lunch, oh, time for a nap, but there is something you can do about it. The thing with Mary Jane's clients is she has a lot of people who come in who have serious illnesses, and then she has a lot of people that come in to, as she said, just be better than, you know, be the best they can be. She also does pets, small children. She's had some people come in for infertility who she's helped out. She has quite a few babies that she has racked up over the years. So she's pretty amazing.
Well, the whole idea is no matter what it is that you have going on, what I do is follow a system, the Accelerated Performance System, and in that system, I do the same thing every time with every person, every animal, whoever you are. And it's a form of muscle testing and or kinesiology. And when you do muscle testing, your body has all the answers, has every answer from the time you were conceived. So there's different techniques to tap into the body to figure out emotions and when they occurred and what happened and how that's affecting your body. Everything is connected. So with this system, when I do the muscle testing and I follow your body in order, I do the exact order every time, your body will tell me exactly the number one priority, number two, number three. And usually when we take care of the number one or two, all the rest get better. And that's why it's so exciting what I do. People come in with a list, might be a long page, but there all those things could be connected to one or two things. And when you get that taken care of, well, everything gets better. And then you do the fine tuning to see what comes up, what the other layers are. And it could be just minor things, or it could be things that have been bothered you through the years, but you didn't pay that much attention to.
Again, she has predictable results. For those who are our dedicated listeners, we love and appreciate you. For the new people, I did forget to mention that she is a holistic intuitive. So she's got the gift. It's quick, easy, effective, and again, predictable results. That was a little tricky word to say. Having some issues there this morning with my speech.
Well, I use Biotics Research Nutrition, and when you take that, their nutritional products are consistently, when you get a bottle, they're consistently the same. And that's why we have such predictable results. I know when I do your formula or your program for what you need, when you take that nutrition, the idea of the nutrition is to feed your body and give your body what it needs to heal itself. And it's pretty difficult to get that in the food today. And when I'm giving you the nutrition products, they're very specific and right on, so it gets the job done faster.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we have our checklist of common health issues. Mary, should we start with the head?
Well, the common health issues are so, you know, one is so related to the other. And when we talked about this last time, we had so much feedback on it that people wanted to hear more about the different situations and how they affect the body. And so it's like one thing, you know, whether if you have trouble with your eyes and vision, is it really coming from your eyes? Where you go to the doctor, they treat your eyes and that's it. But what I'm looking for is what's causing the issue. Like if you have glaucoma or blood vessel problems or retina issues, there's another cause, something else that's causing that inflammation. And when you take care of the inflammation in the body, it resolves the issue in the eye, and then you don't have a major blow up of blood vessels and problems.
Yeah, so it's not about the symptoms, it's going to the root cause, which is what you're able to do with the Accelerated Performance System. Well, little allergies. I bought one of those little air fresheners, put in my car, you plug it in the vent, and first couple of days, it's going good. My car's smelling good. And then all of a sudden, I noticed I started getting really congested, got a cough. My mother's looking at me like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. And then I realized, what was the only change here? Well, I was poisoning myself with the air vent clip in the car. As soon as I took it out, got rid of it, all my symptoms cleared up. She's still looking at me, shaking her head.
Unbelievable.
She can't believe I did that.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of when it gets hot, I wanted that, you know, fresh, clean scent in my car. But anyway, so that's thinking I had allergies, but...
Well, a lot of allergies come from a lot of cleaning products in the house. Again, they come from the drains, the fumes from the drains. They come from obvious things. It's not like you have to in rooms, like kids' rooms, the quilts, the stuffed animals. The easiest, when you're stuffy when you go to bed or you get up in the morning, the best thing to do is take all your bedding and throw it in the dryer and freshen it up and get the dust out. And that can make a major, major change.
All right. It is time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Benny for that upbeat chair dancing music. I like it. I like it. Okay, here with Benny, Mary Jane, and myself, and today we're talking about how healthy are you? If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 425-373-5530, and she will be more than happy to answer any of your health questions or any questions you may have at all about yourself, a child, a pet, family member. Nothing is too complicated for her to handle. She's looking at me again. She's got that smile. She's got that smile, mischievous smile. Oh, it's good to be back. I missed last month, so.
No, we're happy to take your calls, and it's fun hearing from you and getting feedback, and we get a lot of good feedback after the radio about from all the listeners, so it's great to be here and share some information.
Okay, where are we going, Mary Jane?
Again, the biggest concern of most people is digestion. We always talk about that, whether it's your stomach. And the organs that affect your digestion are your stomach, your gallbladder, bile duct, and your kidney. All those things can affect your digestion in some way. So sometimes when you're going to the store and trying to figure out, well, you've got a stomach problem and you're trying to figure out what to take, and you stand there so many products and you have no idea, that's the difference that we make in our office. When you come in, we're able to tell you exactly what your problem is or what your concern is and address that, whether it's your stomach, your gallbladder, your bile duct, your kidney. And in a short time, it makes an amazing difference. I have clients going into the doctor, and the first thing they usually give them, no matter what it is, because they really don't know what it is Prilosec or some type of antacid. And when you take an antacid, that's usually, most people need hydrochloric acid. And when you take an antacid, it stops the production of hydrochloric acid. So it temporarily makes you feel better, but it's actually making you worse.
Is that for that reflux?
That's for reflux, heartburn, because that can come from, again, a heartburn can be you don't have enough. Usually, you don't have enough hydrochloric acid. Now, a simple solution for people to do, too, is incorporate some apple cider vinegar, because apple cider vinegar helps convert your stomach and helps with your digestion. It's a simple way. That something you could do that probably will help you, and then when you come in, we're able to really determine what's really going on and get to the nitty-gritty and make you feel good. Remember, if you're not digesting, then when you eat, you don't get the nutrition out of your food. So then people are saying, oh, I'm gaining weight, I just feel bloated all the time. Well, that's because if you don't get the nutrition out of the food, then you do gain weight because all that food rots and putrefies in the gut because it doesn't get broke down, digested, and absorbed. And that's why people get bloated and feel gassy. So when you get your body balanced, and a lot of people say, well, how did I get this? Which is always an amazing question. How did I get this? Well, most of the time it's from the food you eat. It's
microwaving.
Microwaving, huge, huge, huge. And people will say, oh, I just microwave a little bit. You shouldn't be microwaving at all. And, you know, they hardly sell microwaves anymore, Nancy. Or when you go to new houses, they don't even, most of the time, they don't even have them in the main area, at least. That because the convection ovens are so healthy and good for you. So it's the food you eat. It's how it's prepared. I see what, especially people eating out, it doesn't matter what restaurant you go to, you can get bacteria. Like if you cook in a microwave, you get a lot of bacteria and toxins in your stomach. So then those toxins, that's like the beginning of H. pylori. So then those toxins build up and they can go up your esophagus into your sinuses and cause you a little bit of sinus or ear problems. It's like having bacteria in your head. You can have headaches, not feel congested, and the other. So that those are some of the things that happens from a toxic stomach. But those toxins also go when they go in the other direction. Then you could have diarrhea. You could have your kidney can be inflamed. Your bladder can be inflamed. You can have an incontinent bladder. People will say, I just have to go to the bathroom all the time. Or another thing is, I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I had such urgency that I had no warning and my bladder just let loose. That's from a toxic stomach. It's so much bacteria that it irritates the bladder, and that's the end result.
And also microwaving, no nutritional value whatsoever to your food because it kills everything that you're cooking.
It's like eating plastic. Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Yeah. So the solution for that is a little apple cider vinegar to help your stomach. The number one recommendation would be to make an appointment with Mary Jane if you have any of those symptoms or notice anything like that. You can give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and get an appointment and just see how healthy are you. Also, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 425-373-5530. So we have our toxic stomach, the gallbladder, which you often talk about. We talk about all the time, which can get your favorite word, sludge. For those of you who are new, sludge is the old food that you can't push through because your body doesn't make enough bile, correct?
Right.
Kind of?
Yeah, you don't have enough bile to dilute it and push it through. And the other thing is it gets so clogged up in your gallbladder that your body, you know, when the number, I score everything from 0 to 10. And when the numbers go, when you get really full of sludge or things aren't working, the numbers are very low. When those numbers are low, that means everything is low, like your heart, your thyroid. So now you're not functioning at a full speed. You're basically in a crisis, so not much is happening, and then you're stuck. And until you get things, a lot of people will go and take other supplements from that like for their heart or their thyroid, and they're taking all these other things, and they underneath, if you have a gallbladder that's a 2, it's like whipping a tired horse. And now you're just really making your body work hard, and then you feel worse. Sometimes temporarily you'll feel better, but underneath you're worse.
But isn't it true if your digestion is off and you take maybe prescription medications or whatever it is you're taking, you're really not getting the full benefit because you're unable to absorb that into your system?
Yeah, even with medications. You know, the nutrition even makes people that are on medication work better, because if your body's not functioning, then what they do is give you more and more medication. Because when you have blood tests or any type of test that they do, they may be out of balance. And especially if you have a gallbladder or liver, your liver function or kidney function can be off. So then they start treating you for those things, and it's really a false positive. It's not really an accurate test. And when people come in with those tests, I just have them put them on a program, get everything working again, and send them back to their doctor to be reevaluated.
And you've had a lot of clients that come back in, you know, a couple of weeks or a month with totally different
results. Absolutely. People that doctors wanted to do biopsies on their liver, and then when they go back, the nurses would say, "Oh my gosh, what did you do?" And because it's made such a difference.
So it's not always Mary Jane's not about treating the symptoms. She's about finding the root cause that's creating all these crazy symptoms in your body to bring you back to balance again, so you can be healthy, have your energy, digest your food.
And remember, everything is backed up with emotions. So you still have to go back to those, you know, what's going on. And again, people say, "Oh, why do I keep getting a gallbladder issue? Why do I keep getting a kidney issue?" It's because there's still something you're not looking at that's causing, like gallbladder's resentment. Maybe something's happened in the family, or something happened a long time ago that you've kind of buried and didn't really look at so that you could let it go. It's not that you have to relive and dig up these things. It's basically, you know, there's that book, Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. And so it's about looking at those things and letting them go, and you no longer have to carry them. And that's what our journey is. We're always working on different layers of emotions, different layers that's accumulated, and the body will always show what we need to, what's showing up.
What needs to be taken care of first. And, as we all know, the body has the ability to heal itself. It just needs a little bit of help. That's Mary Jane to recommend the proper nutrition to get in and, as she says, take care of in priority. Because if she went and took care of the number two thing, the nutrition wouldn't work. You got to take care of exactly what the body says in order. One, two, three.
If you jump out of sequence, well, it's just not the right thing to do, and you're not going to feel well, and you're not going to have the results. You're not going to get sometimes taking nutrition or supplements, like even the good supplements. If you have, for example, a gallbladder, and you're taking heavy duty, really good supplements to support your heart and other parts of your body, and you can't digest it, that can put you in a crisis because now your body's working so hard it can't do it. So you have to be careful when you're going out and picking things out off the shelves, or even those things are even worse. And just give us a call and come on in, and we'll be able to figure out exactly what's going on with you and get you back on track.
All right. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you after the break.
Wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Hi there. My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and a spiritual growth coach. I talk about this all the time on my show, listening to your body and acting on intuition. What do these things even mean? Here's the thing. About 10 years ago, I figured out I was doing it all wrong. I mean, I wasn't unhappy, but was I really happy? And then life sent me a spiritual smackdown, like it does, because I wasn't listening to my best resource, my body and my intuition. I was living from a place of fear. I was stressed and I was in pain, and I seemed to be happily unhappy. Mostly, I just didn't know what I didn't know. And what I didn't know was that my body and my intuition had all the tools I needed to live life as my best self. I'm sharing the tools I have learned over the last 10 years of my healing journey in my online class, Soul Awakening, beginning September 19th. Learn more. Go to audreymichelle.com/awaken. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/awaken.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Today, our topic is, how healthy are you? I love that. How healthy are you? I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny, who's got the awesome jams.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Hey,
Benny.
Love the music, Benny.
Got some great information for our fellow listeners out there for KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
And for those of you who don't know, Benny's looking very sporty today.
Yeah, very sporty with no shoes on. I am running around, literally.
Buddy's doing a great job.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. He's doing a fabulous job.
Well, when you wear flip-flops at work, which I don't think it really is, I'm not really supposed to. Well, there's nothing that says I'm supposed to, but they make a lot of noise, so it's totally okay.
Yeah, you gotta let, yeah.
But for me to, but for me to run around, it's a little quieter.
So,
gotta go under the radar.
He's going under the, well, everybody knows now. And for those of you who don't know, he's got really great looking legs, too.
Oh, thanks. So, all the years of softball.
I'm not suffering here in the studio. Okay, now we have to really get back. I gotta get on track again, get focused. If you have a question for Mary Jane, 425-373-5530. Okay, Mary Jane, how healthy are you?
How healthy am I? Yeah,
how healthy are you?
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about a little bit about, yes, I think I've talked about this before, too, is how many young people have panic attacks. It's like amazing how many people have panic attacks, young people. And that has to do with, panic attacks have to do with heart. And usually the thyroid will get racing, and then the heart starts fluttering and racing and go into AFib. And then when the young people come in, 19, 20, 21, you could usually track it. Anything with the heart has to do with a sadness emotion, something that happened to them. So when I ask, you know, it's pretty suspicious when somebody that young has a heart show up. So then I ask, well, you could actually ask the body, what happened or how many years ago did this something happen that caused this? And when you track it down, you could ask the body, is it 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year? And when you get to that, the arm will drop. And the person, I'll ask, well, did something happen to you during that time? Did somebody die? Did you have a bad relationship? And they usually will always remember something. Either a dog died, a parent died, or was sick. Something happened that they took in that emotion, and it could be real or not real. So it could be something that something that really happened or something they thought happened. And then they take that emotion in and it gets stored in the heart. Then years later, you start having symptoms of some kind. And that's the same thing for any emotion in anybody. So when you could always, like when they come in, I know exactly what nutrition program to use. But if you don't take care of the emotion, then they still have that coming back. They'll get better, but not as well as when they look at the emotion and are able to let that go.
Well, that's because, isn't it, our physical, when we don't deal with our emotions, they turn into physical symptoms.
Exactly. And there's what I see is a lot, there are this group of people out there who think they are in really good shape. They don't feel they have anything wrong. They're pretty stoic. Usually they have a lot of other emotions stored underneath, and they're just blocking themselves and not even thinking about emotions as being a reality or something that happens.
Or part of the problem.
Yeah.
Some of these people, you kind of like just see them skating through life and things are going great. And you kind of ask myself, it's like, wow, can that person be that clear of all their emotions and have absolutely no problems whatsoever? But then eventually it all catches up to you.
Absolutely.
It all catches. Because we all have stuff. Everybody, I like to call it baggage. We all have baggage. And I think there's different ways that we can all, you know, clear our baggage, but you're going to have it till the day you die.
Well, and it's not always that complicated to clear it. And it starts with taking care of your body and being healthy. It's what you eat, what you do, what you, music you listen to. It's all the, you know, mind, spirit, body, your physical, everything. And you look at every aspect of that and do the best you could do. And the biggest thing is you don't have to put up with not feeling good. that a lot of people have go along with craving sugar. Their blood sugar is up and down. They can't get through the cravings. They feel like they're going crazy. Again, that's an imbalance in the body. Digestion's off. Your pancreas is off. When you get those things, get the body balanced, those cravings go away. And then, you know, it's all about, oh, I can't lose weight. And no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. Well, most of the time when people say they can't lose weight, they're not doing the right things, for sure. They might not be eating, but what they are eating is usually the wrong things. And the other piece of that is their body totally is out of balance. And when your body's out of balance, you hold on to the weight. Your body won't let it go because it doesn't know if you're going to be okay or not. So, and somebody who's putting on lots of weight, that's lots of emotions, lots of stuff that they're bearing, they're not looking at, and then they're eating themselves through life and trying to make it go away.
Yeah. So a simple little technique to do is whenever you do find yourself eating to, you know, stuff that emotion is make a note. What are you feeling when you're eating that? Chocolate. I know chocolate's a big one for a lot of people. So when you're going through your chocolate phase, what is it that you don't want to feel? Because that's usually what happens. We'll eat to feel happy. So what is it that you don't want to feel?
And also it's when what's going on in what's going on in your family. You know, who's I have people make write letters often to their family members or whoever it might be, like a mother, a brother, whoever is not talking to them. They're all emotionally upset. They don't hear from anybody. If you write them a letter, and I know that you've heard of this one, you write a letter and every day that you just pour your heart out, let the pen flow. Then every day you reread the letter for 3 days and add to it, and then the fourth day you burn it. It's like instead of talking to yourself all the time and telling yourself all these things, when you write it out and you get it out, you go to another level. And then when you need, you write another letter. But it makes a big difference for you, for your health to start healing and feel better.
And get those emotions out, that anger, that fear, that resentment. I mean, because on paper, you can say absolutely anything you want. So you get it out so you're able to move on and do new and exciting things. Another thing Mary Jane said is about the foods we eat for our digestion. A lot of people think they're eating the right thing. But again, if your digestion's off and you have a bad gallbladder, the worst thing you could be doing is eating a lot of raw vegetables.
Well, when you're really in a crisis and you're not digesting, because that just makes you more bloated. The biggest things for most people to stay away from is dairy and wheat. Dairy and wheat, no matter what, they get you into more trouble than anything else. And just looking at like the paleo diet is a good plan of good, clean eating. So, you know, it's about looking at your food. What are you eating? Be a little careful. And then really pay attention to how you feel. Do you want to feel the way you do, or do you want to get better? And everything is connected, whether it's your eyes and you have problems with your eyes. And you know, that's pretty serious when you start having a problem with your eyes, because so many of the issues, when they're just treating your eyes just keep getting worse. And then you go into losing your vision. So that's not a good thing. So you have to figure out what's going on down below. Is it your kidney that's inflamed, that's causing your blood vessels in your eyes to be inflamed? And then get that taken care of so you could get better. I mean, I see people with glaucoma and retina issues and all types of eye issues. Change that when you change what's going on.
What about blurry vision?
Blurry vision can be gallbladder. It can be you're dehydrated. It could be kidney. Again, it's always like, what else is going on with you?
And structural, could be structural.
Structural, if somebody's neck is out or their any part of their neck, that could affect your vision. When you get an eye that twitches, all the time means your neck is out. Your atlas is out. You get your atlas adjusted and the twitch goes away.
So
it is not a big medical I see people going to the doctor for this, and they really don't know what it is, and they come up with this other thing, you know, a medical diagnosis, and all you have to do is go get, it's pinching a nerve on your neck that's making your eye twitch.
So you just have to get a good chiropractor.
Yeah, or some body worker who does body work, cranial work. Yeah, that's easy to change, but that's a common one. People say, well, my eye just been twitching for days.
Well, I noticed you mentioned dehydration, and now that we're actually starting to get summer here, dehydration is not necessarily about water in your body. Isn't it about the salt?
It's about having the minerals and the salt to hold the water in. Because people will drink tons of water, but if you don't have the minerals to hold that fluid in and the proper salt, then you're not hydrated. It doesn't move. It stays in the, it goes into the tissue and will make you more bloated versus staying in the blood vessels and circulating it.
I just remember that from a few times I had.
That's a big thing for now for the summertime. People are lacking, when you're lacking salt, and I'm talking about like natural salt for the body.
We're not talking about iodized
no,
salt.
No, you should never use iodized salt. That is really bad. You should be using sea salt or a natural salt. And but if your body is lacking the correct salt in the lymph system, the fluid seeps out of the blood vessel into the tissue. Those are people, as soon as it gets hot, they don't feel good. They feel sick from the heat.
Is that when your rings swell up?
Your hands get swollen, your feet get swollen, and you just feel awful. And so it's natural salt will help that, but sometimes you need to, there's products that I use that replace the salt in the lymph system, so then that salt pulls the fluid out of the blood, out of the tissue, back in the blood vessel and circulates it.
Now, a long time ago, I don't know if this still applies, in a crisis, you always recommended, look, she's shaking her head, I'm not even going to say it, bag of Lay's potato chip. It was somebody that I knew very
well,
close,
you know,
in Arizona. They had no nutrition with them, or this specific nutrition, and were, you know, really having a bad time. So,
and that's true. It's like sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get some, even that salt in you, and it will help you feel better and pull you out of the crisis.
Yeah, it's a temporary fix for if you don't have the nutrition that you need to get you out of the crisis until you can,
exactly,
you know, get you feeling better, so you're not feeling like faint
and the products that I use for that, it's something that older people, especially when it's hot, it's something those people, if they were on, they would be feeling great all the time.
All right. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a quick break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mercy Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Caught me by surprise. I was doing some dancing to Michael.
Yeah.
I am here with Mary Jane and Benny, and today we are talking about how healthy are you? I love that topic.
Well, it covers a lot.
It does cover a lot.
It's like, are you short of breath? Are you an athlete? Are you going running? Are you doing bicycling? And are you guessing what you need for that performance? Are you coming out as good as you go into it? Those are all things I look at. You don't have to come in a crisis. When you come in as an athlete, I make sure that you're fine-tuned to be the best you can be no matter what it is, whether it's climbing Mount Rainier, which I've done many times for people, or
gotten them doing in shape to climb Mount Rainier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's having the right nutrition with altitude and doing that. It's amazing the difference. You put them on a program while they're getting ready and for the climb.
Well, and I remember my dad used to go skiing a lot, and she would, in Colorado, change of altitude. And, you know, dad would take the right nutrition so that altitude wouldn't affect the breathing while I was skiing. So
When you go, talk about altitude. Altitude has to do with your heart. Heart and blood vessels. So when you support the heart and the blood vessels, getting enough oxygen to the heart, people do great in the altitude. They don't have any problem with that.
If you don't take care of that, don't your blood vessels constrict, which makes it harder to breathe?
Right, and it's harder on your heart. You don't get enough oxygen, exactly. And that's when you have the problem with the altitude. So there's little things to do for every situation, no matter what it is. And taking care of your lungs and breathing, it's like you can have just the breathing can be from any type of people are using a lot of chemicals still in their yards and around. And so when you're breathing in those chemicals, that affects your breathing and you get short of breath.
Or go into parks where they use heavy-duty chemicals, or swimming pools where they have to use a lot of chemicals.
Same with your animals.
Exactly. So we talked about the dehydration, especially in, you know, children, people are outside doing a lot of sports. And the other thing that I just thought of, those lovely Charlie horses that we all sometimes get, does that have to do with the...
Usually it has to do with potassium and magnesium.
Which are minerals.
And it's also, when you get the Charlie horses, it's usually because you're dehydrated in the first place.
Exactly. I mean, do you ever get that Charlie horse thing where your foot is all contorted and you can't move, you can't shake it out? It's like your foot is stuck and numb and you're just trying to do everything you can to loosen that baby up.
And that's usually after doing some activity or sports thing that you haven't done in a long time.
Yeah. So I think everybody has probably had experienced at one time or another that lovely Charlie horse that you just so is debilitating. So another
It's calcium, magnesium, potassium, and then you could that will help that, especially if you're doing a lot of sports activities. And the best thing too is to stay hydrated.
Yeah. So again, so those are all good tips, especially now that the beautiful Pacific Northwest, we have finally hit summer. We're ready for the summer. Okay.
All right. So then the big thing is helping keep it, you know, the other thing is keeping your bladder healthy and clean, because that's another common thing with guys, with women. And again, when you have that bacteria in your stomach and it irritates that bladder, you can have, bladder spasms, inability to empty your bladder, and getting up many times during the night. So that could be as simple as taking care of your digestion to start with. And again, the when you have the bacteria in your stomach, it still goes back to your mouth. You can have a swollen tongue. You can have your tongue can be irritated. You could have cold sores. Sometimes it's if you just take care of the stomach, you can take care of a lot of these things, because it boosts your immune system, because you're getting rid of what's irritating your immune system. And the brain, this is the big one, the brain, when you're spacey and foggy, and this is happening to a lot of people. You think about clearing your energy, putting yourself in a bubble, because when your energy is infinite, and when you're with other people, and if they're tired, they could pull on your energy. And when that happens, you feel spacey, foggy, or feel like you could go to sleep.
You're yawning all the time. You find that you're fine, and then the next thing, you're yawning
out
constantly. Oh, yeah, you go unconscious. That's happened to me. I'll be feeling great, and then all of a sudden, I'll be around someone, and I'll just, like, go unconscious.
So one thing you could do is ask for the positive universal energy to come in and clear all negativity and fill your space with positive energy, and that can make a difference. You just have to remember to do it, because it's a consistent thing.
And the other thing is people can drain you who don't even live in the state. It could be a family member that, you know, is pulling off your energy because you're
phone
in really
call.
It could be anything. So just be aware. My favorite observation is you get on an airplane, you're feeling great, you're excited, you're going on vacation. It's like, woohoo! And the next thing you know, you haven't even taken off yet, and you're like falling asleep drooling, and the person next to you who was like drooling and falling asleep is now like feeling wired and happy.
Yeah. A sure sign of your brain getting drained is when you're drooling. That is like, oh my gosh, better do something fast.
And it's not pretty, people. That's happened to me before. I woke up and it's like, oh my God, it's embarrassing. So you just kind of like.
So we want you to know that I'm here for you. Our office is in Issaquah. And if you have anything that's keeping you from doing what you want to do and being the best you could be, give Rhonda a call and come on in, and it's an easy visit, and put you on the program you need to do all those things you want to do.
Well, the other thing is if you don't live in Washington State, I want you to know that Mary Jane has clients all over the United States, so you can do phone consultations. So you get the same kind of treatment that you would that as you would if you came in the office. You just don't get the famous Mary Jane Matt Cog. If here is Mary Jane's office number. It's 888-777-4232. You can also visit our website at MaryJaneMack.com, which is always it's getting updated more and more. So things are happening on the webpage.
Right. Yeah. So good. We'd love to hear from you.
We hope everybody has a fabulous day. Enjoy this beautiful weather that we're having, and enjoy the weather wherever you are. And we will talk with you next month. Thank you, Benny.
You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy.